As the Affordable Care Act rolled out, there's been a lot of focus on physical problems, pre-existing conditions, but we haven't heard very much about what the ACA means for treating mental illness. And that's something that's a growing concern as mentally ill people fill Michigan's jails and prisons. What could it mean to these people to be able to obtain treatment? Joining us is Ben Robinson. He's the president and CEO of Rose Hill Center in Holly in Oakland County. They offer residential treatment for adults with mental illness. And he's on the executive board of the Michigan Association of Community Mental Health Boards. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you so much.
Well, Vice President Joe Biden has been quoted as saying this country is on the cusp of what he calls remarkable changes in the treatment of mental illness. And you seem to feel that these are kind of exciting times. Why is that?
Well, it truly is exciting times. And if we think back 50 years ago when President Kennedy introduced the Community Mental Health Act, this is really a promise that has been unfulfilled for a long time. It's been a program of services for people that have been growing over 50 years, but access really has not been complete. And the Affordable Care Act allows us to complete that circle and make sure that access is going to be available for every citizen in the United States to quality mental health services.
Take us back to that 50 years. I guess give us a history lesson, if you will. We hear that term, community mental health. I think most people don't really grasp what it means or know that it began with President Kennedy.
Yeah, it is really remarkable. And before this act was signed in by President Kennedy, there was no organized national system of mental health services available at the community level. And most services were provided in psychiatric hospitals and a few random outpatient clinics. And this was the beginning of the movement of deinstitutionalization, of learning how to treat people with mental illness in the community and to bring the resources they need to the community. And it's been often criticized. It's been in many ways underfunded over the years. Access has been imperfect, but getting better. And the Affordable Care Act and the related mental health parity legislation will really complete the circle on this 50-year journey.
So take us into what you're looking forward to now that the Affordable Care Act is here. And what was the accompanying legislation you referred to?
Yeah, just to back the bus up, a couple of years, the mental health parity laws were passed several years before the Affordable Care Act, basically requiring that most insurance plans provide services for people with mental illness at an equal level and rate as other physical health. And this has been a process that's been ongoing of implementation. Only 2 weeks ago, Secretary Sebelius presented to the Congress her plan as to how this really should roll out and what it really should mean in insurance plans.
And it's been a few years since it was passed.
About 4 years. Now, this was also built into the Affordable Care Act, so all of the different benefit plans and structures that have been required of insurance providers in Affordable Care Act have to be provided at parity. But what that means is another story, and that's the piece that's being rolled out right now. So, for example, if there's a benefit for nursing home care in an insurance plan, then in theory there should be a similar benefit for longer-term residential psychiatric care, which there generally isn't. And if there is a benefit for outpatient visits to your doctor, there should be a benefit for equal outpatient visits to your psychiatrist. And the copays and deductibles and limitations should all be the same. So this is really going a long way, combined with the Affordable Care Act, to make sure that quality mental health services will be available to every American, no matter what insurance product they have.
So it's bringing all the insurers along onto the same field, not having disparities, shall we say, between insurance providers?
Yes, but it's going to take a number of years for implementation. There will be court cases and challenges, and ultimately the federal courts will probably determine what this benefit should look like in the long run, because there's so much debate and disagreement on it. If we think about the Americans with Disability Act, which was implemented over 20 years ago, it's taken that 20 years for the courts to really determine what Congress meant and what this act is all about. And so I think we have the same kind of process underway here with mental health parity. Hopefully it won't take that long.
I'm speaking with Ben Robinson, who's the president and the CEO of Rose Hill Center in Holly in Oakland County. They offer residential treatment for adults with mental illness as we explore what the Affordable Care Act could mean for the treatment of the mentally ill in our country and certainly in our state. And we've talked about it here on Stateside. Judge Milton Mack has been here sitting right where you are talking about how we need to look at the mentally ill people who wind up in courts because that's the police really don't know what to do with them or don't have the training. It makes me wonder what has happened in the time that you've been in mental health care. Has society turned around? Or are we still mired in a lot of bad impressions and wrong impressions about the mentally ill?
Well, there's no doubt that stigma has continued to be a big challenge, and one of the reasons that a lot of individuals don't pursue treatment is that embarrassment and fear of social criticism. But the flip side to that is that we have a much more public dialogue about mental health issues. There's much more acceptance of talking about this, of seeking help and looking for help. And the real tragedy is when people are looking for help and they can't access it. And that's where we have to make sure that that loop gets closed. On the correctional side, we really shouldn't be there may be incidents where corrections and law enforcement aren't perfect, but for the most part, they're dealing with tough, tough situations.
Yes, yes.
And don't always have all the tools that they need. State of Michigan is in the process of implementing new mental health courts across the state. Mm-hmm. This has been on a demonstration project in certain counties. It's going to go statewide ultimately, and that will allow judges to offer alternatives to individuals who have been charged with a crime, allowing them to pursue treatment as opposed to incarceration or other types of criminal penalties. So the state of Michigan is very enlightened on all of that. But as it relates to the Affordable Care Act, two elements that are really exciting in Michigan. One is the Medicaid expansion based on income rather mm-hmm. than disability. So we will have about 450 to 500,000 Michiganians who will become eligible based on low income for Medicaid benefits. Those individuals will then become eligible for community mental health services because Michigan's Medicaid program for mental health services is provided through the community mental health system. And that will close the loop on a lot of people who don't have any benefit at all and are relatively low income. So that's a great step forward. Mm-hmm. The healthcare exchanges and the benefits in the healthcare exchanges likewise will have mental health services at parity with other physical health services. So anyone who signs up for a program on the healthcare exchange will have access to at least inpatient mental health services and outpatient mental health services, hopefully a broader array once all of this gets sorted out by the regulators and courts. So there will be a good access to individuals. Of course, we are concerned that those that pick the lower level plans,
mm-hmm. the bronze.
Like the bronze plans and even the silver plans, may be a little disappointed in the amount they're going to have to pay out of pocket. So we encourage people when they sign up for these benefits to take a hard look at not only what the benefit costs to buy per month, but what their potential costs would be and pick the one that's right for them.
So really, Ben, what do you think the potential is of the ACA for changing the lives of people who are battling mental illness?
It's tremendous as long as we can connect people with services and as long as services are available in the community. And that's the piece that has to be built out now. Providers will have to come to the fore with the various insurance providers and become part of their panels so that individuals that are in a managed care health plan would be able to connect with quality mental health providers. Beyond that, we have to then encourage people with serious mental illness to pursue services. And the thing that breaks our hearts the most is seeing families who do have good insurance and do have resources and have loved ones, adults, who have serious mental issues and where the individual with the issue refuses treatment, won't go for help.
Not compliant with meds.
Non-compliant, and that's really what breaks your heart. And that's the real challenge, and often those people do present at the doorstep mm-hmm. of corrections. And getting them diverted from corrections into treatment may be a really, really good opportunity.
It sounds like there's a lot of promise, and you have your fingers crossed. I think I hear your fingers crossed that the promise of what's in the ACA will actually be realized in each community.
More than
Michigan.
Fingers crossed. I am absolutely certain that we will have much, much greater access, and our challenge is going to be linking people in need with providers and making sure people get the right service at the right time.
Ben Robinson is the president and the CEO of the Rose Hill Center in Holly and Oakland County. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us, Ben.
You're welcome. My pleasure.